May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, first off, I have to say a special welcome to Jasper Beau Asher-Smith, who is going to be our newest, latest, littlest saints. And that's what all of us are. Are we perfect? No. But the saints were saints because they loved God with their utmost, with all that they had, with all that they could do. But they knew they failed, and when they did, they turned to Him. And that's one of the ineffable joys that we hear about in the college. What I like about the college is that, first off, the analogy of knitting. Anybody ever see like a baby's blanket or a scarf? Or, you know, anything knitted, how they knit together all the colors. Well, each one of us, if we can imagine, if we allow God to use us, we're all the little colors that He knits us together, and that we're one, but we're one in Him because of God, because of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. At the end of the first reading, and I'm not going to read that just yet, is actually explained what 1 John tells us about. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. Well, All Saints' Day is about those who have died, but it's also about those who are alive now and those who are not even born yet. All of us are connected by the Holy Eucharist together every time we have it. Think of those who are close to us, our dads, our moms, our brothers, our sisters, our aunts, our grandfathers, anybody that has died. When we have communion through Jesus Christ and by the power of God, we're all present together as one. How comforting is that to know that, yes, we don't see them on earth anymore, but everyone will be together at the end, and that is God's promise. And this is more of God's promise. John wrote, they will not hunger, they will not thirst, the sun is not going to strike them, no scorching heat can hurt the children of God. Why? Because Jesus Christ, the Lamb, is at the center of the throne, and He is our shepherd, our good shepherd. And He guides us, whether we stray away for a while and come back, and stray away and come back, it doesn't matter. God Almighty is always calling us, each and every one of us, with open arms, saying, I'm here. Come to me if you need me. And I will wipe away your tears. I will wipe away your fears. I will wipe away all that is wrong. And I will be present with you. And that's what the Beatitudes, the Gospel, is all about. Why are we blessed? Because we have God's presence with us, surrounding us, each and every moment. God never abandons us. We might not feel His presence. We might be mad at Him. We might not need Him, we think. But God is always there, no matter who or what we are. God is always there calling us, saying, I'm here, I love you no matter what. Come back and be with me, because I can help. I can take away the stress and strain. I can take away the anger and hostility. I can take away the troubles if you just put them at my feet at the cross. We are connected together with God Almighty and each other because of Jesus. We are reconciled with God Almighty and each other because of Jesus. And we are forgiven by our Lord for everything we do. If you turn to Him, God never breaks His promise. Not to us, not to those on the street who have no clue about the Lord, not to Jasper, not to anyone. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit loves each and every one of us so much. We know how much. He gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, who was willing to live, to teach, to share his example of life, and then to love us enough to die and then rise again. So every time we have communion, we can remember that we are reconciled not only with God Almighty, but everyone, all of our family, all of our friends, everyone in the world. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love you give us. We thank you for all the abundance that you share with us. We also thank you that you do love us enough to never turn your back on us. We ask that you open up our minds, our hearts, our imaginations, our souls, our bodies, so that we can love and serve you and realize how much you care. And we also thank you for the gift of baptism, which makes all of us your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.